Hello, church family. Right at the outset, I'd like us to read our psalm together, Psalm 31. We'll read to verse 16, but I encourage you to read to the end yourself. Psalm 31, a psalm of David. In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me. Come quickly to my rescue. Be my rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me. Free me from the trap that is set for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hands I commit my spirit. Redeem me, O Lord, the God of truth. I hate those who cling to worthless idols. I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in your love. For you saw my affliction and knew the anguish of my soul. You have not handed me over to the enemy, but have set my feet in a spacious place. Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eyes grow weak with sorrow, my soul and my body with grief. My life is consumed by anguish and my years by groaning. My strength fails because of my affliction and my bones grow weak. Because of all my enemies, I am the utter contempt of my neighbors. I am a dread to my friends. Those who see me on the street flee from me. I am forgotten by them as though I were dead. I have become like broken pottery. For I hear the slander of many. There is terror on every side. They conspire against me and plot to take my life. But I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hands. Deliver me from my enemies and from those who pursue me. Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your unfailing love. If you're anything like me, then lockdown in some ways has felt like a life inside a life with its own seasons, a microcosm, if you will, of broader life. Seasons of ups and downs, seasons of strength and weakness, times of despair and times of hope, times of frustration and times of energy, seasons of oppression and seasons of liberation, seasons of stagnation and seasons of growth. Perhaps you too have felt your own ups and downs during lockdown. As we read the psalm, you may have felt a similar ebb and flow in the structure, these undulations between trials and mourning on one hand and confident trust on the other. We don't know what season lies next for each one of us, but we can say with the psalmist, as he does in verse 15, my times are in your hands. Our times are in his hands. The seasons of our lives are in his hands. And seasons themselves are built of smaller time segments. So we can also say our time is in his hands. Andrew Murray puts it like this as he refers to that word times in verse 15. He says, the plural implies the singular. My time is in thy hand. It belongs to thee. Thou alone hast a right to command it. I yield it wholly and gladly to thy disposal. So I'd like us to see today what it means to trust in God, to build our lives on the rock, and how we do that in the giving of our time to him. So we see here in Psalm 31, David again finds himself in a place of trial as he faces some sort of conspiracy against his name. The malicious rumors are being spread about him. His friends and royal companions have abandoned him. And he describes his situation and feelings throughout verses 9 to 13. He says he is in distress, his eyes are weak with sorrow, soul and body weak with grief, consumed with anguish, years full of groaning, strength failing, afflicted, bones growing weak, surrounded by enemies, the contempt of his neighbors, a dread to his friends, people flee from him, he feels forgotten, dead, shattered, under slander and terror, conspired against, a marked man. There's quite a list he puts forward here, and perhaps today you identify with one or many of the things he was experiencing and feeling. And so, in light of that, he comes to the Lord again here in this psalm, as he does elsewhere, and he offers this prayer of deliverance to God. And notice as he does that how often he refers to putting his trust in God, putting his trust, building his life on the rock, refuge and fortress that is God. He makes 11 odd references to this throughout the psalm. You can imagine what it must have been like for someone on the run in David's time, feeling exposed and out in the open. But then imagine finding that place of refuge, a solid rock cave, a stone tower or fortress, places of shelter, hiding, allowing a moment of respite, a safe haven, offering solid protection. You can imagine what relief that would be to a weary, exposed traveler or soldier. So it's no wonder then that David uses these as a metaphor for the refuge and trust that we can find for our weary, traveling souls in the solid, unchanging rock of ages, our God. And so following verses 9 to 13, where he outlines his troubles, in verses 14 and 15, he declares his trust in God. He says, "But I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hands." And so here I want to draw us back to thinking about how we then put our trust in God, how we build on the rock, by acknowledging and putting our time in his hands. So for us, time is a valuable and powerful thing. The history of the world and our own lives are the result of how slowly and surely experiences in time have shaped and molded us. The state of your life now is the result of large and small actions over the course of time. You can even think about all the decisions over the years that have brought you to this point in time, in your career, your family, your friendships, your ministry, and your relationship with God. And as finite creatures, we will always be constrained by time. But think about the power that time can exert if wholly given up to God. Think of the power of a consistent, moment-by-moment life given over to God. Most incredible things, most achievements, are the result of consistent time given over to something or someone. And this is especially true of our communion with God. How we could be changed into his image, how we could grow in trust in him, how we could serve him and be a blessing to others on the condition that we have sufficient time with God for his likeness to be imprinted on us as his spirit works in us. So the essence of our relationship with him is built on that thought, time with God. I think we must confess how often we fail in our trust of God, in our service and ministry, for this reason, that we fail to give our time to God. And perhaps too, there's a lack of faith to believe the God-given assurance that time spent with him will bring about change in our lives. Do we really believe it deep down? Maybe you feel like your time is consumed with your career, or looking after children, or even your ministry work. Then we must give our schedules to him, hand them over. How would God organize your diary? Which meetings would he schedule? What discussions would he put on the calendar? Imagine the power of time of your diary consistently being given over to God, to time with him. Imagine the trust that he would build in you as you take refuge in him and build your life on the rock. Andrew Murray again says, "Do you not see that if you would submit your timetable to the inspection of Christ and his Holy Spirit, you would find that a new life would be yours if you fully believed and put into practice the word, 'My time is in thy hand'? So friends, won't you do that today? Remember that He is sovereign over our lives and our time is His. Let us submit it to Him today and always. Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, in the midst of our trials, won't you help us to put our trust in you, to build on the rock, to submit our schedules to your inspection, and to fully believe my time is in your hands. Won't you strengthen us in our feebleness? Thank you for your continued grace and mercy to us. Thank you for the blood of our Lord Jesus, which cleanses us from every sin. We pray as David and Jesus did in the words of verse 5, "Into your hands I commit my spirit." Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. Glorify yourself through us this day. In Jesus' name, amen.